Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Thank you so much. Destiny, this is Carol Torres calling. I have just been in touch with my bank, and I'm having a charge from you people. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, all right. You need my zip code 75028. I'm getting charges, evidently a subscription of some sort for tech support, and I have a tech person. I don't use tech support. And it started in November for $7, and now it's every month it's $47, and I've been sick, so I didn't catch that. You know, and it just went through and it overdrew my account. And it's
okay, may I have your zip code so I can, I'm sorry, may I have your first and last name?
Yes, Carol Tohecki.
Will you verify your shipping address for me?
Yeah, the zip code is 75028. Okay, I can hardly hear you. I'm on a catch and call phone. This is coming back. My shipping address is, wait a minute, you can hear me all right?
Yes, I can hear you. What's that address?
Okay. All right. Is there someone in the background talking?
Will you verify your address for me?
Okay. I'm deaf, and so it's, I'm trying to, okay. I'm 4312 Lauren Way. And this is for Technical Flower Mound, Texas 75028.
Okay, so I do see here you have this foot massager.
Okay, I'm on a captain call phone. I'm waiting. Foot massager. I never received a foot massager. Well, yeah, I did, but it wasn't. That was from Publishers Clearinghouse.
Okay, so basically you paid the $7.45. They shipped it out to you as a gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And within 48 hours, they billed you for that membership.
Okay, so I don't want a membership. And how do I cancel this and get my money back? I'll return it. I've never taken it out of the envelope or package. Pardon me.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so basically it's a monthly thing. That's the reason why you was billed that amount.
Ma'am, I'm 81 years old. Okay, I would not have signed up for something like this. I didn't catch something, the fine print or whatever.
Okay, so what exactly is it that you want to do with the account?
What are you going to do?
I was asking, what exactly is it that you want to do with the account?
Do you want me to send? I do not want the account. So do you want me to return the foot massage thing?
Okay, you can keep it.
All right, and how many am I going to be refunded for the month for December and January?
Okay, so what I can do, I can offer you a 35% refund off that January charge.
Twenty-five percent refund. 20 times refund.
Okay, I'm offering a 35% refund off the $49.97.
Okay. All right, so how many? How many? Because there's more than one. This is the $49.97. More than once. So are you refunding it?
Okay, so I'm offering a 35% refund off the $49.97 that we billed you in January.
That's for January. What about December?
Okay, what I can do for January, I can offer you a 50% refund.
Why not 100%? I haven't used it. It's still in the box. I'm going to give it to charity.
Okay, so you're not being billed that.
Ma'am, my paramedic son said, do not use that. Because of my health issues, he said, do not use this.
Okay, so the $49.97 is not for the foot massager, ma'am. That's for the membership. You have already paid for it.
I didn't sign up for a membership. You sneaked one in on me. I would not have signed up for a membership. Because I don't commit my little amount that I have coming in every month to automatic deductions.
Okay, the best
I'll be able to do. The only reason I didn't catch it in December was I was sick. And I've been sick in January. I'm 81 years old and not in good health.
Okay, the only thing that I would be able to do.
I'm in a wheelchair and I'm deaf.
Okay, the only thing that I would be able to do is offer you that 50% refund.
Let me talk to your supervisor, please.
Okay, I'm able to assist you.
Are you the supervisor?
No, ma'am, but I'm able to assist you and I can offer you the 50% refund.
I want 100% refund.
Okay, I can offer you that 50% refund.
No, I won't take 100. I won't take the 50%. I need 100%. Ma'am, I have $1,000 a month come in. I can't afford it. I have medicine to pay for that. Okay, I have other bills to pay. You snuck this in on me with a fine print. Let me talk to your supervisor, please.
Okay, just hold one moment. And I'm still here, just so one moment.
I will gladly return it to you because I've never taken it out of the box.
Okay, well, I'm gathering up the information so I can get you transferred over.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm here. I'm gathering up the information so I can get you transferred over. Just hold one moment.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm still here, just one moment.
Was this your publisher's clearinghouse?
I'm sorry, you said, is this what now?
Which is through Publishers Clearinghouse and one of their promos.
No, ma'am, we don't have anything to do with the clearance house. But I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over. Is there anything else that I may help you with before I transfer you?
Okay.
Okay, just stay on the line. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over. And thank you for calling customer and supporting. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your help.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.